Do you vote? Do you? Are you concerned with who runs America? Those individuals who make critical life decisions for you and me, and our friends, and our families? Are you concerned? And do you vote? Do you know the issues? Do you know what the parties stand for? Do you know their platforms, their legislation, and decision-making if you and I elect them? Do you? Especially in so-called midterm elections where there is no presidential election, only senators, only senators, and congresspersons, and governors. So many people just don't bother to vote in 2018, midterm, because it is just that, it's midterm, and there's no president involved. That's really a shame and really bad for America. I hope you're not one of them, are you? I do hope and pray that you intend to vote. At issue is the Trump platform and policies and priorities. Many do not like President Donald John Trump, and perhaps you are one of them. But that is not the issue. That's not the issue. Voting decisions to be made should be made on presidential decisions made by Trump. If the Democrats take control of the Senate, the Trump agenda is essentially stalled for 2 years. If the Democrats, with your vote, take control of the House of Representatives, the Trump agenda is all but over. Do you want the Trump agenda and the issues he has decided and the priorities he has in place to end or continue? If you wish them to end, then you would either vote Democrat or you would not vote at all. What, I ask, do you think about the Trump agenda? Are you for or against it? Not the man, not his personality, but the decisions he has made, the issues he has championed, the leadership he has promised and delivered. Are you for or against that? Not him. Millions of Christians and conservatives do not vote in any election for any candidate, no matter the issues. They abstain. They dislike politicians and politics, so they withdraw. So do many of the elderly and many of the young, the millennials. They refuse to get involved, and consequently, America suffers. There has never been an election in America where even the majority of those eligible to vote have actually voted. Never. More often than not, less than half of the eligible and registered voters actually vote. Isn't that a tragedy for America? When so many the world over are willing to die for the right to vote. By the way, are you registered to vote? If not, would you please get on with it and do it now? But the fundamental question is it your duty, your civic citizen duty to vote? Your duty, is it? Or is it just a privilege, voting, which can be implemented or ignored at your discretion? It seems more than ever that Christians, and especially conservative Christians, feel now a deep obligation, a patriotic duty to vote, to participate, to be heard, to stand up for value and belief, and recognize the political dangers which exist in America and which can indeed threaten our very basic and cherished constitutional freedoms. I hope you are one of those citizens really concerned, convicted conservative citizens, and that you will in fact vote in November 2018. Will you? For my fellow citizens, the issues are critical. There are issues social, political, cultural, and especially spiritual, which continue to affect, and generally negatively, freedom of religion. Boy, that scares me. It seems it is the avowed intention of the secularists, those even anti-Christian, to remove all religion, and especially Christianity, from the marketplace, and to confine religion and the worship process within the four walls of a church. The concept of hate speech grows, as does verbal violence. Loud and angry mobs form and act everywhere. Conservatives are attacked for what they believe and for any political actions they take. My fellow Americans, the right to free speech, the right to religious practice and religious free speech anywhere and everywhere, the freedom of the press, and especially for us as people of faith, the freedom to worship and testify and evangelize must be fully and completely preserved. Do you agree? Will you stand up for those principles? And will you vote the right way for the right people who will protect those critical constitutional freedoms? Will you this November 2018? And then there is the issue of abortion. Abortion is a cruel and vicious killing. Don't you agree? And do you agree that Roe v. Wade, which authorized that from our United States Supreme Court, which sanctioned that, do you agree that that should be overturned? Constitutionally, should the right to abortion be repealed or affirmed? What do you think? And now comes Brett Kavanaugh as nominee to the United States Supreme Court, viciously attacked by Democrats and progressives, viciously. The Supreme Court of the United States is the most important decision-making body in the world and in America, in so many ways, even more so than the president. Do you agree that Kavanaugh is the right nominee for the United States Supreme Court? Do you? If so, and you wish that Supreme Court to be influenced by this learned and principled nominee, then you must vote for the senator of your state, who in turn will vote to confirm Kavanaugh as justice. You must. That process starts with you. If there is a senatorial election in your state, find out exactly what the candidates believe and how they will vote with regard to the confirmation of Kavanaugh before you vote. And now comes the aggressive march of the gay movement, not only as a movement to champion its own rights, but becoming even more aggressive in attacking opponents and any who disagree. It is one thing for an elected official to advocate pro-gay, but it is quite another thing to sanction any verbal violence and more against those who disagree with the lifestyle, including and especially gay marriage. Do you know where your senator stands on these issues as you vote? Do you? Will you take the opportunity to find out before you vote? And then there's euthanasia, mercy killing. Mercy? Mercy, wow. Do you believe in assisted suicide and the rampant spread of this so-called right to die? Do you? Find out where your senator up for election stands on that issue before you vote. And then there is health care, Obamacare. Are you aware of the critical issues involved, including and especially the nefarious single-payer health system? If you're not, check out Pacific Research Institute, PRI, a great conservative organization with terrific information. Check them out. A Democratic candidate is for the single-payer health system, which could be a disaster for America, and presumably a Republican candidate against it. Find out, my fellow Americans, where your representative and or senator from your state stands before you vote. And then there is education. Common Core grows. Many areas of this country and even Canada authorize or even require educational institutions, especially in the younger education years, to educate children with respect to the world of homosexuality. It's a requirement. And abortion, and so-called women's rights issues, and many other issues and principles with which millions disagree, but it is forced in so many ways on our children. Find out, American voters, where your elected officials stand before you elect them. And there's so many more. Our beloved America now finds itself once again in civil war, political civil war, and culturally and socially, and most importantly for so many of us, spiritually. The war is on. You cannot not be involved in the political process. You must participate. Please, my fellow citizens, participate and vote. You must vote. For it is not just about you, my fellow Americans. It is about your families, your children, your wife, your parents, your friends, your fellow citizens. Me, all of us, depend upon you and your voting right. We the people are in the battle of our lives for the heart and soul of America. Wherever you stand, whatever you believe, you must stand up for what is right and for what you believe, and you must vote. You must. So say so many of us, your fellow citizens. More than ever, America needs your vote. God help America if you don't vote.